أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Today in أصول الفقه we will discuss the أصل تخجيل, that is the principle of choice. Among the أصول الأملية, one of the أصل is أصل تخجيل. Sheikh Ansari has not made a separate chapter about Asalat al-Takhyir or Asal al-Takhyir and has discussed it with other discussions. For example, he has discussed it at times when there is a doubt regarding the responsibility, a shak dat takleef, that is the shak fit takleef. He has discussed it over there. For example, if a woman is in doubt about her routine habits, that whether it is 7 days or whether it is 10 days, and she is thinking about the ayyam-e-istizhar, that if it is more than 10 days, it will be istihaza, and if it is less than 7 days, it will be haz. So there is dauran-ul-amr, bain-ul-wujub, wa-hurmat. So such discussion is discussed in the chapter of shak fi takleef, and takleef is because takleef here, the responsibility here is not known. Sometimes the responsibility is known, that the genus of responsibility is clear, but we don't know its related thing. For example, take the example of Zuhr on the day of Jummah, that we know that either one of them, the Zuhr or Jummah, is wajib and the other is haram. So the genus of the responsibility, the genus of the duty is well delineated, is well identified, but the related thing, we are not sure about it. We don't know exactly what the related thing is this. And Sheikh Ansari has discussed this under the heading of Shak fil Mukallaf Behi. So here he has discussed it under that heading and haven't made a separate heading for Asl al-Takhyir. Sheikh Ansari in Usul al-Amliya has made a classification about 4 situations, and most of the time he discusses these 4 situations. The first is the Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, that is, if some things are counted and there is doubt that which one of them is affected, for example, najas, either this Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, he says it can be of 4 kinds. It may be due to the fukdan-e-nas, it may be due to the ijmal-e-nas, it may be due to the taaruz of the nasain, or it may be due to shubh-e-mawzu'iyah. We say here that taaruz-e-nasain cannot be applied in that cases because we have a narration that rules for takhir, dasal of takhir. So we got this. So discussion is over the point when Dalil Ijtihadi is not required, but we have got the Taraz in the sand, Dalil Ijtihadi is there, and the Asalat of Takhir cannot be applied, cannot be made in that cases. So Dauran al Amr, Banner Mazuran is also a case of two contradictory narrations. Sheikh Ansari analyzes the situation that in cases in which the Hukm-e-Waqi, the Dalil-e-Ijtihadi is not needed, so is there any need of Muafakat-e-Intizamiya? Apparently in relation to the Hukm-e-Waqi or not. It means that the Mu'amman in this case with relationship to Ahkam-e-Waqi'ah, does it need Muafakat-e-Intizamiya in relationship to the Hukm-e-Waqi or not? If the Waqi'a is Majhool, then Ayah, then is it possible to have a Muafakat-e-Intizamiya of some kind or not? Different jurisprudents have made three theories in this regard. The first is Al-Akhaz bi-Ahad al-Qawlain Muayyanan aw Mukhayyaran, that to take one of the sayings either as a delineation or as a choice. And number second is Al-Akhaz bi-Ahad al-Qawlain Mukhayyaran Takhyir al-Shari, that to take one of these sayings by option, which is known as takhyir-e-shari. And the third is the jariyan of asalat-ul-ibaha, and that is one which is selected by Muhakkik Khurasani. That the other jurisprudents who said that Muafakat-e-Intizamiya is only needed in relationship to the Hukm-e-Waqi and Hukm-e-Zahiri doesn't have any need for the Muafakat-e-Intizamiya. They again have two theories in that regard. The first says that there is Barat-e-Shari Waqli, and this saying was selected by Sheikh Ansari. And the other say is that the Hukm-e-Zahiri in this case is Takwinan Mukhayyar, and the Amr is Dair Bain al-Wajub wa Hurmat, and Ihtiyat is not there. Based on this, it is not necessary that we should make a Hukm-e-Zahiri, and we should be multazim, obligated by the Hukm-e-Zahiri under the case of the legal rulings. And this is the last point that's being discussed in that case. The first ruling in this case which we will discuss is Jalbul Manfiat, that is Aula, that's better than the Dafal Mufsida. That Dafal Mufsida, if taken as Aula, then the Jalbul Manfiat. So would it solve the problem? So in that case, the first supposition that we made, that Ahada Biahadohma Tajinan or Takhiran Akliyan, so that's based on the principle دفع المفسدہ اولا من جلب المنفعہ. But that's not always the case. For example, if somebody is being drowned and to save him, we need to cross a land that is ghasbi. So we have to make this person survive also, and we have to cross that land. So in that case, the dafal musma, the jalbul mufsada, aula min dafal manfiya, the principle does not hold here, but the dafal mufsada principle holds here. The dafal mufsada aula min jalbil manfiya, and because the nijat of the ghareeb is more important than crossing a land which is ghasbi, so it has to be taken into consideration, and that principle cannot hold on that basis. The second principle says that al-akhaz bi-ahad al-hukman takhjeeran shari'an, that there is takhjeer, but that's based on the shari reason. Because, for example, we may have two narrations and they are mutarid with each other, they are contradictory to each other. One says do it and the other says do not do it. So the person has got option to follow one of them. If that is the reason, that reason is not complete, because in two narrations and the two arguments, which are two hujjats, they are a different situation. While here there is qiyas mal farik, and this qiyas mal farik is a batil qiyas, so we will not consider it in this case. Muhakkik Khurasani have raised here the argument that kullu shay'in halal hatta ta'lam innahu haram, and from that he raises the argument that the two sayings, both of them are mashkukul hurmat, and the rule is kullu shay'in halal, so we should go for the asalatul hil, and that will solve the problem. There is one objection to it, that the asalatul ibaha in this place is against the hukme waqi, and the hukme waqi is either wujub or hurmat, and asalatul ibaha is against both of them, that it is against wujub as well as it is against hurmat. Referring to the call of Sheikh Ansari says that there is either barat-e-shari from wujub or either barat-e-shari from hurmat. Muhakkik Khurasani and Muhakkik Naini try to make objection to this statement of Sheikh Ansari. Muhakkik Khurasani says that this is not the case of ikab bila bayan, so barat cannot be applied here, because bayan is there although it is muraddad bain wajub wa hurmat, so bayan is there. But this objection cannot be held, because if the bayan is not taking someone out of hairat, then this bayan doesn't have the proper characteristics that can work. The Muhakkik Naini objects it that rafa is at the places where waza is possible, and here waza is not possible because one of them is wujub and the other is hurmat. And if we make either wujub or hurmat, then there is tarjeeh bila murajja. And if we make both of them as waza, then this is from the takleef bihi ma la yutaq. So this argument cannot hold according to Naini, but we can hold the two wazas if two wazas are made without the reference of one to the other. And the another objection upon the Sheikh Ansari is that the two Asalatul Barat which he is giving, they are actually opposite to the Hukm-e-Waqi. That Hukm-e-Waqi is either wujub or hurmat, and his two explanations, both of them are going against them. The fifth statement says that this Hukm-e-Zahiri we need not to obey it because we are mukhayyar takwinan and we do not need to make a jump between wujub and hurmat. And the muwafaqat-e-intizamiyah, if it is wajib, it's in relation to hukm-e-waqi, not the hukm-e-zahiri. And the jala hukm-e-zahiri is some one type of bidat in contrast to the jala of hukm-e-waqi. So that is not the case which can be considered over here. People classify as the Salat al-Takhir into two types of discussions. One is the discussion Asbab-e Dauran-e Bain al-Mazurain, that is Shak fit Takleef. That is Shak fit Takleef, and that is Fil Bab-e Dauran-e Bain al-Mazurain Fi Shayin Wahid. And they have taken several possibilities and have several ways have been followed. Some people say that they should be obligated for the Hukm-e-Zahiri or not, while others say that Hukm-e-Zahiri is either takhyir or ibaha or barat. So one should only care for the Hukm-e-Waqi and not Hukm-e-Zahiri. And takwinan, he is mukhayyar, so he can follow the asalat of takwin. And the other point of discussion, the other chapter heading of discussion is shak fil mukallif behi. For example, there are two things like Juma and Zuhur, and there is a shak regarding that. So that doubt, that shak is shak bi mukallaf bihi. And there is a new discussion that if somebody is mukhayyar and somebody has takhyir, so either this takhyir is badwi or either this takhyir is istimrari. Badwi means that it is initial, or istimrari means it is persistent. Most of the scholars believe that the takhyir, it should be badwi. And they said that if somebody is multazim up to the last point, then he can avoid the mukhalafe qatiya bain dafi wa tadriji. So if both the dafi and tadriji mukhalaf-e-qatiyya has to be avoided, the takhyir had to be badwi. For example, if there is some muamla in which the people don't know that for 1 week it is the contract is with riba, and the other week it is without riba, then the reason says that he should avoid both weeks so that mukhalafat tadrijiya, it is like the mukhalafat daf'iya. So for the mukhalafat qatiya to be avoided, the mukhalafat tadrijiya has to be avoided like the mukhalafat daf'iya. And in this case, the takhyir has to be badwi. For example, if somebody has some liquid and he doesn't know that whether taking it is halal or haram, and it is for 1 week he waits for them and the other week he uses that, then he has done the mukhalafat qat'iyya in that case. So the mukhalafat qat'iyya has to be avoided, and for that the takhyir has to be badwi in that case. Ayatullah Naini says that this is the istimrari, the takhyir istimrari, that has to be advocated, and he gives the reason that if there are two nights and there is a mawzu'e hukum in that, so in one layl it has got a constant ruling, and this is the Dawran-e Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, and the other layl it has again got a constant ruling, that is Dawran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, and the fluid in one night if not taken and the other if taken, so there should be istimrar about that. Istimrar is the answer in these cases, but that there is objection to this kind of argument, that if we go to reason, the reason says that there should be no mukhalafat qat'iyya of the maula, which is kabi, and if every night is taken as a dalil mustaqil, then it is true, then it is correct in itself, but it is doing the mukhalafat qat'iyya ba maula, so it cannot be correct in totality and it cannot be correct practically. If there are two things and they are equal in status, then the case is different. But if some has got a raised status or a more status or a greater status than the other, then the case is different in both the cases. So there are two arguments for the takhyir not to hold when there is a case of a greater status of one case. One is the argument of tarjih bila murajje is kabi, and that is in case when two cases are musavi with each other, but here we see that one case is preferred over the other, one case is more aqwa than the other, so there is now, this is not the case of tarjih bila murajje, but murajje is there and that can be taken as the basis of the hukum. Imam doesn't liked it. He says then this is asbab-e-ihtimal, and asbab-e-ihtimal, if we already got the resha, then and from the resha there are two possibilities, and both the possibilities they are related to barat, so we cannot go from the resha to the shakha. So, but there is objection over here that jaryan-e barat does not accept both the possibilities, and that in both the cases, if we do it, who are going against the either the wajib qat'i or the haram qat'i, so we are violating one part of it as a qat'i thing. So that is the other objection, is that ratio is in the maqam-e-itikad and not in the maqam-e-amal, for which we are investigating the asulul amliya of asulul taqyeed. There is another situation of tabuddi and tawassuli. And with the tabuddi and tawassuli, for example, the situations we have discussed so far, they were both tawassuli. But sometimes one or both sides is tabuddi. So what is the rule in that cases? For example, if someone does not know that he is musafir or hazir, so if he is musafir, then saum is haram on him, and if he is hazir, then saum is wajib on him, and it needs a niyat to be done. So the fail saum is a badi, but it's avoiding it, leaving it the saum, is not a badi, it's tawassuli. So how the situation is solved in this case is, so similarly, if the saim has to leave a fast, he keeps a fast, so for keeping the fast, he has to make a qasd-e-qurbat. And if he doesn't have the qasd-e-qurbat, then his saum is not acceptable, and that will be the mukhalfat-e-qat'iyya. So mukhalfat-e-qat'iyya has to be avoided in these cases. And mukhalfat-e-qat'iyya is the basis of the ruling in these cases.